This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One Colorado congressional race is attracting a lot of attention and money from outside the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is investing more than $600,000 to support Diane Mitch Bush in her race against Republican Lauren Boebert in the 3rd Congressional District. The ads are expected to run through mid-October. The conservative Club for Growth has invested over $800,000 in ad time for Boebert. The House Republican campaign arm hasn't invested in the race yet, but a spokesperson says they are working with Boebert and are confident she will be elected. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Vail Resort says pass sales are up for the upcoming ski season. CPR Sarah Mulholland explains that doesn't necessarily mean the slopes will be crowded.
Vail says people using credit from last year's shortened season are behind the jump in pass sales. But when it comes to actually hitting the slopes, resorts are putting in strict limits. Paul Golding is a stock analyst for Macquarie Bank. He specializes in hospitality companies, including Vail. He says there are too many unknowns to get a reliable forecast on how many people will be allowed to visit.
When we talk about what the capacity could look like, to some extent, it's a bit of a black hole.
Reservations will be required at all of Vail's North American resorts. The company is offering refunds to pass holders who can't reserve their preferred days. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's high country has temperatures today in the 50s, 60s around Denver. This is CPR News.